west of Henry.
Okay, copy that.
On the rim. Oh, Prince Henry the Navigator. Watch that foot. It's called a wheel, I think. And Henry looks much like Horatio did. Has boulders on a narrow wall. Not as many. They look light colored, the light albedo gabbroic appearance. There may be some right down there, though, that are fine grain. They look a little grayer.
Jack, there's our target. There's either one, that one right down there on
Spring
and Slope.
See, the one we got over there has a boulder track. That's the one that crossed Slope.
Yeah, if we could get
it
up there,
we'll see. That's the one, that's 6-6. And that was the turning boulder.
Yep,
that's the one right there. Station 6, we can probably get up there.
Yeah, I think we can. It doesn't look too bad.
At the break and slope, right now, doesn't show anything obvious except that's where the boulders start.
Okay, we hope that's fairly
obvious. And on up the hill, you have first. But as I was saying, Henry looks like a somewhat more mantled Horatio.
Gonna be ridiculous.
Say, Bob, I'm navigating, headed northwest now to get around the western rim of Henry.
Okay,
okay, and on that west rim, we've got about 10% boulder cover.
Okay, and a reminder, Jack, to keep taking your rover photos.
Yes, sir. And by boulder, I generally mean fragment, Bob, in this case. When I say 10%, I'm looking at stuff greater than about a centimeter in diameter. I'll try to say fragment from now on and be more precise. Okay, here's a little area where there's this part of Henry. This is the one part of the rim of Henry I see that has fairly large fragments or boulders on them, up to 2 or 3 meters, but again, they all appear to be buried. There are very few except small ones sitting out on the surface. And you know, the fragment population out here only goes out maybe 200 meters, I expect. Okay, now this concentration of boulders is because of a 50-meter crater in the rim of Henry.
Okay, that sounds like a lot.
I think that was one that we... Take a picture.
No. Bob, I can see.
I'm getting the picture.
Okay, that's not, yeah, locks right ahead of us.
Yeah, and this is one on the, about 50 meters right on the rim crest of Henry, almost due west rim. Now, Locke is just ahead of it. It also has boulders in its wall, but has relatively few on the rim.
Okay,
characteristic of both Henry, Locke, and Horatio is sensing no change in the average frequency boulders on the rim. The increase comes in the wall.
We're at 184, 2.3. We're just about between Henry and
Bach.
Bach, yeah.
Okay,
I
copy that. And you guys are heading for that big boulder, which must be just dead ahead of you there, about a half a kilometer.
Well, he's sort of headed for station 6 now.
I'm going to take a tour around that boulder and get
okay.
On it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that would be a good mark to give us a range of bearing on. That's a pretty good street point.
Yeah, we are. Bob, the boulder concentrations in the wall of Henry have their up bulk start at about... I would guess average of 30 meters down from the rim crest. The rim crest of Henry is not very well defined, but it's there. And they, from that initiation of boulders, they stream down the slope to the break and slope down at the floor. Still no obvious change in the dark mantle, as we're just to the east of Locke now. There's there's a 30-meter crater, fairly subdued, but still quite deep, the tube rim, Again, it looks as if it was paneled. Has no significant increase in blocks on its rim. That crater in any other place would have been a very blocky rim crater. It's maybe 30 meters and by 5 meters deep. And that is a big rock up there. The turning point rock is a split rock. Looks like a northwest-southeast overhang with another block just inside of it, just to the south of that overhang. It's a pyramid shape in cross section, triangular shape in cross section. And it looks like it's pretty well fractured, although not pervasively like the rock at Shorty was.
Okay, Jack, I know I can get up to that to Station 6.
Yeah.
I drive up there.
Yeah. Now, Bob, Station 6 rock, one of them, is from that boulder track that runs obliquely across the contours.
Okay, I copy that, Jack. Sounds like good news.
And the pictures ought to be able to... The pictures ought to pin down its, at least the end of the boulder track pretty well.
Boy, this is a big rock, Jack.
Woo! As I saw it, the boulder track stopped about halfway up the slope of the North Mississippi.
That is a big rock.
We're at Turning Point Rock, and it looks like it's, I don't know what mantle on top, but it's certainly silted. There's a lot of the dark mantle up and on some of the shallower slopes of the boulder, and it's on a little mound itself, as if much of it might be covered up.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a breccia from here. Can you get a sample of it right here? Just to see these little chips?
Yeah, I probably can.
Okay, Bob, I'm 3 meters from Turning Point Rock on the east side, and I'm reading 186 and 2.8.
Roger, copy that. Sensational.
Oh, that over.
Okay, can you drive up, to the right there? Let's see. No, I get them. I'm thinking, I don't know what it is. Well, but it's spreading fragments around here. I guess Turning Point Rock is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 meters high, anyway. It's a, I'd say it's a very rough, sub-rounded type of rock. By the plate,
let me get this check.
Okay. There are 2 fragments in that sample. 47 Yankee, bust some dirt. And it's about 4 meters from the Turning Point Rock on the north side.
Okay, copy that.
And
you got some good photos of the rock.
Yeah, I got a couple. I hope they're good.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here real quick.
And my locator is,
I'm going to do a 5-6.
Copy that.
Jack, let me spin around this little crater here in the left.
Bob, it's very coarsely vesicular, but at first glance, it did not look like the piercing gabbro, although that rock does. It looks like it might be fragmental, although I'm suspicious that I'm looking at that bit. At the,
oh yeah. Getting them. I got them. Big one. That's a nice view.
Man, we're on a little rise looking at this boulder. That's incredible. Okay, we're on the roll, Bob.
Copy that.
You know, that... my guess is right now that Turning Point Rock is a big piece of subfloor gabbro.
Okay, I guess you changed your opinion.
What looks like fragments is just big balls of where the zap beds have cleaned off the rock.
Okay, I copy that, guys. You might be happy to know that we think we finally found the limb because we were calling that for 188 and 2.8, and you get there at 186 and 2.8.
That's not bad. Okay, it's a split one up there, Jack. I've had my eye on it.
One picture.
Yeah, I've
lost some big boulders down here.
Got it.
I sort of lost track of station 6.
I've had my eye on that boulder. You can't see the track from here. I'll bet you can. I can see it now. We'll be looking right up it. Looking right up the old boulder track.
And I tell you, this navigating through here is nuts.
Okay, we're in a region where the general vibrant population's no different. We're up on the breaking slope, although you wouldn't notice it, but we are quite a ways. And but the vibrant population's not much different than out on the plain. The big difference is that there are these scattered blocks that are from a meter to probably 10 meters, 5 meters in diameter.
Hard to say, maybe 8.
See that track coming down? We'll be looking right up that track.
You got it.
I didn't realize you're that far up the slope.
Yeah, we're way up slope.
Yeah. And it's very uncomfortable for me on this side. How do you feel?
Well, I feel fine. I just, until I looked down here and saw the slope we're on.
Yeah, I know it. And I can't see any obvious change in albedo like we could see with the light mantle yesterday.
There you go. Nice place. You don't want to go over that one.
I come in.
I want to park right.
All right, and 17, we want you to park in a heading of 107. We're going to open the battery covers and let them cool at the station. So heading of 107.
Oh. 107, huh? Okay, I'll get it up here. Hey, that's going to be moderately level right there.
Yeah.
Trouble is, they're looking into the shady side of the block. Well, if I park on the other side, they won't be able to... I can go right up to the
That's all right. We can work in there.
No, that's all right. Yeah, I can't go up there. Let me just... This is going to have to be good. I can't go up there. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's not very level, but... Oh, not too hard. Watch that turn. That's not very level, but we're not going to get much more level than that.
No, that's good.
Let me, they wanted 107. That's the best I can do. That's not very level for the gravimeter, but let me see if I can comp.
Hey, Bob, how do you read?